Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:23. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. The chief rabbinate in Israel has ruled that the still alive father of an American man who has refused to grant his wife a ritual divorce for nearly two decades will not be able to be buried in Israel in an effort to pressure the husband into freeing his what we call chained wife. The Orthodox group Yad LaIsha, which wrote the brief in support of the woman, hailed last week's rabbinic decision and rabbinic ruling as a precedent setting and as a symbolic gesture showing that Israel was on her side. And this is obviously a real concern, that when a husband refuses, for whatever reason, to grant his wife a get, and a get being the traditional separation agreement between a couple. Rabbi Gideon Fox, rabbi of the Pretoria Hebrew Congregation, as well as founder of the rabbinic administrator of Shifra, South Africa. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
So it's obviously a very, very difficult and I would imagine at times very painful part of Jewish life and ritual.
Absolutely. And certainly, I think what exacerbates it is when people abuse the law, essentially, the halakha, to really exact a vengeance against others and to oppress others. And I think in many instances, it really highlights the character of the individual who's willing to put another human being through such a trauma. And the tragedy is using the veil of Torah to achieve those ends.
So why would what in your experience have you seen as the main motivators for a husband not granting a get to his wife?
So I must be honest, I haven't had a fortune of experience in that, insofar as it's not, you know, as common as perhaps one would anticipate, fortunately. And right. Certainly when I was in Australia, we didn't see it too much, and we didn't see it here. You know, sometimes there's a perception or perhaps even a reality that and certainly this was more true, I'd say, two decades ago, that the husband was concerned that he wouldn't have adequate access for the children and therefore would want that solidified before the get went ahead, which perhaps there's certain merit in that because right. But what we're seeing is beyond that. What we're seeing, and again, when I say we're seeing, I'm familiar with the case that was in your intro, at least in terms of the media and so on, is far beyond that. There is no quid pro quo that's being endeavored over here. This is purely an endeavor to prevent somebody else continuing with their life, preventing somebody else from moving on. And I'll be honest, I really can't answer what the pseudo mentality is behind.
Right, and no, and I get that, because to answer it is to, in a way, justify it, and I'm not trying to do that, obviously. What I'm just trying to understand is what would motivate, and in some ways you're saying there's a level of, there can be reasonableness if it's about negotiating access to children and things like that. But then in a case like this where there doesn't seem to be, well, then that's just perhaps spite, it's anger, it's vengeance, it's all sorts of
malice.
Things. Malice is probably...
Look, we all know that unfortunately you've got amicable divorces and acrimonial divorces, divorces. This takes acrimony to the next level. It's a power grab. It's an attempt to maintain a control over this person, even as this fellow moves on with his life. It's the lowest, in my view, of human control of another human being that somebody is trying to exert. It's and as I say, what makes it more painful and worse is that they're manipulating the halachic process and system in order to achieve that. It's blasphemous, nothing less.
So, and what are the options, therefore, open to a Beth Din, a rabbinic council, organizations in order to assist women who find themselves in this position?
the one thing I must say is we're very privileged in South Africa. And the reason why we are is because the fact that there's a single chief rabbinic, the fact that there's a single Beth Din, and the fact that there's unity amongst communities in reference to those organizations means that when the legitimate pressures, and I say legitimate halachically, are brought to bear upon a person, there is no escape. In other countries, the United States, where this case occurs, is the Wild West. You can choose a Beth Din, and they'll provide you the service that you want, not that is appropriate. And put somebody sanctions on an individual, and they'll go to a different community that doesn't respect the body that put those sanctions on, etc. So without that unified and united community, which we're blessed with, it's really terrible how systems can be abused. But in answer to your question, in South Africa, what could be done? And again, it's not something that has been done, not my time here. We did have that instance where a fellow came from
overseas, yes,
and he was amazed by the wall that was put up by the Jewish community here because of that united. And when he goes back to the United States, he was able just to find the shul that ignored the rabbinic injunction that had been placed against him. So in theory, what one can do is there's what's called harchakus de Rabbeinu Tam, which basically says there is a concern, there's a worry. A husband has to give a get of his own volition without compulsion. And today a woman has to receive the get likewise of her own volition without compulsion, which is an important thing to keep in mind. And we don't want to do anything that is compelling or forcing the person to give the get. However, what one can do is one can place communal sanctions on a person that one is not going to engage in business with the person and so on and so forth. And basically create a reality that is so constricted and restrictive for the individual that it's in his own interest to say, let bygones be bygones, to bury the hatchet and to go ahead and to give the get. Those things are only possible, however, where you have that kind of a united community that's willing to put its weight behind it. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. And that's the blessing of South Africa. Maybe that's why we really don't see too many cases like this, I must be honest.
And that is at least good news. Rabbi Gideon Fox is rabbi of the Pretoria Hebrew Congregation, as well as the founder of the Rabbinic Administrator of Shifra South Africa. It's 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.